From the North Dakota Soybean Council, Kendall Nichols joins us now. Hello, Ken.
How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. We got here in one piece this morning.
Yeah, well, I was here from last night, so it's kind of nice I didn't have to go outside, and we got a good show going on.
It is a very, very good one, so all's good. So tell us, you have had some of these soybean meetings, and you have some more coming up?
Yeah, we had the expo here last week. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that we fed approximately 550 at the Corn and Soybean Expo, so that was great. In March, we got a couple seminars coming up on the 12th and 13th. We have Sharpen Your Soybean Trading and Marketing Skills. It will be held at two locations. One in Bismarck, one in Fargo. In Fargo, you're going to have Dr. Bill Wilson with you on site. And in Bismarck, you'll have Frayne Olson on site. So, you know, having those, I would say, nationally or world-renowned experts is really a super opportunity for you. The cost is free. Just register. The other thing is we got to do a shout out for Frayne. He filled in on the expo. One of our speakers couldn't make it. He did a fabulous job with no time for prep.
Yeah, and he was he even eavesdropped a little bit on Bill Wilson's presentation. And you know, I talked to Frayne for a moment outside the door, and he goes, "I got to listen here to make sure that we're on the same page," stuff like that. So, but yeah. There, you know, was it Chip Flory that didn't make it? And yeah, Frayne jumped in. So,
yeah, Chip couldn't get out with the weather, and so you know, last minute, and it all worked out, and we had still had a great event. And I know Chip felt bad, and
so tell him he's here for 3 days next year.
Yeah. Well, I don't have to negotiate that.
Yeah. All right. Well, as we look ahead to 2019, marketing is important. And, yeah, Bill and Frayne are going to have this March 12th, right?
Yep.
And, again, just go to the North Dakota Soybean Council website?
Yep. Go to the North Dakota Soybean website, and then that's a busy week because the 14th we have a soybean marketing seminar for women. March 14th, it'll be in Fargo, and the seminar is conducted by Naomi Bloom, who is an expert in advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs. It's a great event, and specifically set up for the women who are active in the farm.
Yeah, and active means they have more than just they're doing the books. They are either in the tractor cab, or they're making some solid decisions that affect the farm and the farm's future.
Yep, they are full-fledged farmers, and they do such a wonderful job in marketing, and we're just so happy that we can provide them with an opportunity to come in and get some expertise from our experts, like Bill Wilson again.
Yeah, and all right, Naomi Bloom. Again, go to ndsoybean.org.
Yep.
And get registered for the Women in Agriculture
event.
All right, super. All right, well, and you, of course, do a lot of, you're in charge of all the research. What are we researching to improve the soybean crop, both size and quality?
Well, obviously, we have to attack the resistant weed population, and with Palmer is a new character in that game, so we're looking how we can manage it. It's inevitable that was going to get here, but now we need to manage it, be on guard, attack it when it, be aggressively preventing it if possible. Your pre's are very important, so we always research how we can work on that. Soybean cyst nematode is an ever-increasing problem in North Dakota. We have the program through the county extension offices. You pull the sample, bring it in, put it into the sack, provide it to the county agents, and the council pays, the checkoff pays for the testing. So please do that. You want to know if you have nematodes on your land.
And odds are you do. It's also important to know the number.
The number is very important. If We have had numbers as high as 60,000 in North Dakota, and you're starting to lose yield at 5 to 10,000.
Wow. So, yeah, important stuff. All right. Ken Nichols, North Dakota Soybean Council, Director of Research Programs. Thank you very much for the visit.
You have a great day, and stay out of the snowbanks.
I'm going to do my best. 1 week from today, we will accomplish that.
Yes,
because you
will.
And I will be at Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida.
Yep, I'll be there for a couple of days, and looking forward to a little warmer weather.
Yeah, maybe our paths will cross there, Ken. So thank you.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.